Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and I'm once again recording from my home studio, just a little bench in my laptop sitting up beside my stereo system, and putting down some bluegrass music for you that I hope you're going to like and hope you're going to enjoy. The first song was one called Bluegrass Picking, which was recorded back in the 1990s when I had a gospel group, and that was me playing banjo and my then wife Colleen Trenwith playing fiddle, and we had a lot of fun on that tune. Bass Break was by Daniel Beckman. What have we got lined up for you from the Band of Rooks? The album is called Authentic. Band of Rooks is Ronnie Bowman, lead and harmony vocals, Don Rigsby on mandolin and some vocals as well, Kenny Smith on guitar and harmony vocals, Brian Fesler on banjo. What a great band they are. And Ben Isaacs played some bass, Aubrey Haney on fiddle, Rob Ikes on risophonic guitar. We're going to hear a song called Julie.
There ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. You said you loved me, but you never knew me. How could you break a heart that loves you truly? Ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. You set me up just to watch me fall. Thought you cared, but you never cared at all. I'm all alone here with my back against the wall. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. That ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. You said you loved me, but you never knew me. How could you break a heart that loves you truly? That ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. Baby, shame on you. Fool me twice again, and now we're through. Was it worth it to find somebody new? That ain't the way it's supposed to be. That ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. You said you loved me, but you never knew me. How could you break a heart that loves you truly? That ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie.
I can't tell my heart to just let go. Turn my back on all the seeds I've sown. I don't deserve this, so you've got to know.
Good man, Julie. You said you loved me, but you never knew me. How could you break a heart that loves you truly? That ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. That ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie. You said you loved me, but you never knew me. Could you break a heart that loves you truly? It ain't no way to treat a good man, Julie.
Yeah, great song, wasn't it? They just get a beautiful blend with those harmonies, just lovely. Doesn't seem that long ago since I did quite an extensive interview with Jeremy Stevens, and I just love the music that he plays with his band High Fidelity. So from their Hills and Home album, we're going to hear a song, real old time song, Maple on the Hill. And I knew this from my early days. It was a song that the country musicians mostly did. Makes a great bluegrass song.
country village grows a maple on the hill. There I sat with my Jeanette long ago, when the stars were shining brightly and we heard the whippoorwill. Then we vowed to love each other evermore. Songs together when the birds had gone to rest, and would listen to the murmur of the rill. Will you always love me, darling, as you did those starry nights when we sat beneath the maple on the hill?
Well, they credit that song to Wade Maynor and Zeke Morris as being the writers of the song, and I certainly know that it made its way into the country music repertoire as well, but it's just a lovely story. Next up, we've got Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, and this album that I've got in my hand, 2019, came out for the record, it's called. And I've selected a song that I'll read what they say about it on the album. This is a song that presents three short stories all tied together by a central theme and a wonderful message. Mike, Dwayne and I each deliver a verse and then come together on the chorus. The song is a reminder of many things for which we should be continually thankful. For years, Milan Miller has written great songs. We're so thankful he found one just right for Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Well, I'm thankful too, and it's a great song. Have a listen.
My daddy worked this land like his dad and his before, handed down from dad to son since 1894. Every generation built on what's been left behind. I say thank you, great granddaddy, every year at harvest time.
'Cause if it weren't for then and there, there'd be no here and now. The sacrifice of those before us forgotten quick somehow. It's good to be reminded where our roots first took the ground.
If it weren't for then and there, there would be a here and now. I love to see Old Glory waving at the courthouse square. Brave people through the ages fought and died to keep it there. In jungles, shores, and deserts, places all around this world, when their country called, they answered just to keep that flag unfurled.
'Cause if it weren't for then and there, there'd be no here and now. The sacrifice of those before us forgotten quick somehow. It's good to be reminded where our roots first took the ground.
If it weren't for then and there, there would be a here and now.
When my time on earth is over and I draw my final breath, I'll be trusting in my Savior and His atoning death. And when I walk the streets of glory and I see Him face to face, I'll thank Him for the cross where He died and took my place.
'Cause if it weren't for then and there, there'd be no here and now. The sacrifice of those before us, forgotten quick somehow. It's good to be reminded where our roots first took the ground.
And if it weren't for then and there, there would be
a here and now.
If it weren't for then and there, there would be
a here and now.
Yeah, that's a great song. Wish I'd written it. Sounded lovely. Well, I'm sad to report to you that the great resonating guitar player Phil Ledbetter died just a few weeks ago on October the 14th, age 59. After battling several rounds of cancer, he died after contracting COVID-19, and it's a sad loss to the bluegrass world. He's played an amazing amount of music. He worked with Grandpa Jones. He worked with Vern Gosden. He joined J.D. Crowe in 1919 and was an integral part of his band, and worked on the Flashback album and a couple of others, and also became J.D.'s booking agent. He founded Wildfire, and then a couple of years later founded the group Grasstown. He's just played some amazing music and suffered a lot with the illnesses. He got cancer in 2011, so for the last 10 years he's been fighting off cancer. But he's passed. He's left us with a son, Matt Ledbetter, who is a wonderful resonating guitar player as well. And he also works with Dale Ann Bradley, as Phil did some work with him. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Phil, and it's really hard to select them because, as always, he was a great band member, not necessarily a front man, and played superb dobro backup behind the singer. He did some harmony vocals. I'm going to play you the song Love Will Make You Blind. Sounds like an interesting title, doesn't it? Lovely song, and I chose it because of some of the beautiful dobro work that Phil does in it, and then a track from the album Southern Filibuster, which was a tribute to the great dobro player Tut Taylor, and he is playing a track on that one called Acoustic Toothpick, which is a real Tut Taylor type name for a tune, isn't it? And I didn't know there were any other sort of toothpicks apart from acoustic ones, but this is in tribute to the great Phil Ledbetter.
Oh,
Well, isn't that a great tune? Acoustic Toothpick. Phil will undoubtedly be appearing on various tracks in future Back Porch Bluegrass shows because he just played so much good music, and I like the bands that he played in. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, recording from my home studio, which is just a nice little AKG microphone up in front of me, and my laptop and my cassette player beside me, and not cassette player, CD player, and a stack of albums. And I'm sitting here working through my CD collection, trying to find some nice bluegrass music for you. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from. And if you need anything musical, go and see the people from Shearer's. Everyone in the shop's a musician, and they can all help you find what you need to play or work out your music, from Martin guitars down to finger picks. They'll help you out there. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Oh, here's a song from one of my favourite banjo players, Craig Smith, and the album is just called Craig Smith. He plays wonderful banjo, often worked for Laurie Lewis, and in fact he got her to sing on this song. It's a real great song. Evidently it's a old sort of rockabilly song. Sounds great bluegrass style, especially the way they do it. It's called Two Long Years. Craig Smith with Laurie Lewis.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Boy, twice as true than I just forgot about you. I'd still be here loving you now if I thought you cared about me. But I figured by the way that you never did right that I was just a used to be. I'd have been glad to have you back, but I thought you wanted to be free. And I figured by the way that you never did call that you didn't give a hoot about me. Oh baby, not too long years I've cried. I'd have been a mon, you'd have been a pawn if I found that you'd have been true. But you never did right, you never did call. You can't blame me for getting tired of it all. I just did what any other girl would do. I found me another boy twice as true than I just forgot about you.
Craig Smith, of course, playing the banjo on that one. Laurie Lewis lead vocal, Scott Huffman on guitar, Jeff Foxall did that great mandolin break, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Junior Brown on guitar steel, it says here, and Gene LeBeer. I must work out how to pronounce that name properly. Gene LeBeer on bass. Great sound. Let's listen to some twin fiddle music on the Lonesome Moonlight Waltz from the Bluegrass Album Band. A Lonesome Moonlight Waltz with a whole lot of fiddles, it sounded like, didn't it? Great tune. Good to play on dobro, good to play on mandolin, good to play on fiddle. Sounds really nice. Well, I was made aware very recently that Apple Podcasts have my show Back Porch Bluegrass listed as number 239 in Great Britain. And that's real good. It's real good to be on anybody's list. But I'm delighted about that. And in finding out about that, I found out that there was a Facebook page where people were writing in some comments. And I never knew about that at all. And I've been alerted to it, and I really have to do something about it now. And I'll try and reply. If you were one of the persons that wrote in, you'll eventually get a reply from me. But one of the comments said, "When are you going to start posting up the running lists of the show?" And to be honest, I've thought about that for quite a while and never really gotten around to doing it. But in the last couple of days, I got my oldest son, who's very computer savvy, to help me out. And we're starting a Facebook page upon which I will post the running list for each Back Porch Bluegrass show. And if you want to find out that and find out what albums the songs come from and who it is playing them and that sort of thing, you can search in Facebook for Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand and click on the like button, and that will get you updates for the show. Or if you're just going through your email browser, type in facebook.com/ Back Porch Bluegrass New Zealand, and that will take you to it. And we'll do our best to get the running lists for each show posted, and you'll be able to find out. As anyone who's ever written to me knows, I'm not particularly good at replying. I get round to it eventually, but I don't really want to start big long conversations, but I am happy to respond to some emails. You can do it through the Facebook page, or you're actually better to email me directly or email the radio station Free FM. If you look up Free FM 89.0, it's got an email page, and they always forward emails to me. That's sort of the best way to get hold of me, really. But the running lists are going to be posted. I hope that's good news for you who want to find out who's doing what on the shows that you've just listened to. What are we going to have, Paul? Well, I better look at my list. I've carefully made up a list here, as I always do, and I think we're going to have the Band of Rooks again from the album Authentic, doing an old tune called Charming Betsy. They put it down as a traditional tune, and I thought that wasn't quite right. I thought it was Hank Williams, but I looked it up. Mr. and Mrs. Stankiewicz from Visalia, California, recorded it in 1941, but the roots of the song go way back, so I actually think the Band of Rooks is quite correct when they say it's a traditional song. But it's a great song. It's been done by jug bands and blues bands and rockabilly bands, but it really suits bluegrass. Charming Betsy.
Fine car, poor girl does the same. My gal rides in a Model T Ford, but she gets there just the same. She'll be coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy, coming round the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. If I never see her again, good gal, remember me. Perfume, poor girl does the same. Well, my gal don't wear any perfume at all, but she smells good just the same. She'll be coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy, coming round the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see her again, good gal, remember me. Rich girl sleeps in a big fine bed, poor girl does the same. Well, my gal sleeps in an old brick house, but she snoozes just the same. She'll be coming round the mountain, Charming Betsy, she'll be coming round the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. If I never see her again, good gal, remember me. Yeah. Thank you. fancy clothes. My gal likes her overalls with the strings hanging down to her toes. She'll be coming round the mountain charming Betsy, coming round the mountain Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see her again, good gal, remember me.
Great song, isn't it? If you look it up on the internet, which is a source of immense wonderment, you go back into some of the old verses for the songs, and I'm glad that the Band of Rooks selected some of the more polite verses. Some of the verses are pretty racy, and I don't think you'd get away with recording them these days. Ha, great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, it's time we had a fiddle tune. Let's hear from Byron Berlin. He died in July this year, aged about 77. So we're losing a lot of our great musicians, aren't we? Here he is doing a tune which I think is called Cutting Horse, but the numbers on the CD are all muddled up, and they're definitely not quite the tunes that are numbered. But it's a great tune, Byron Berlin. Some fine fiddle playing there from Byron Berlin. Dan Creary on guitar, John Hickman, who also died this year, on banjo. In 1971 and 1972, my band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, was working in Australia. We based ourselves in Sydney and played a lot of gigs around the Sydney clubs and various folk clubs, I guess. The club scene in Sydney is sort of like the RSL clubs, Return Services Leagues, and they're great venues for entertainment, if you like, playing to lots of people, interspersed with poker machines and cheap food and a great deal of noise. But we did play, and with some success, but we recorded one of our I think, better albums there, which we entitled Kersbrook Cottage. And that was for a track that we used as the title track, written by Carl Erickson, about a little cottage in South Australia. And I'd like to play that song for you now, Kersbrook Cottage from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band.
Put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Early morning ruckus in the gum trees wakes you up no matter what the day. Monday's just a weekday Sunday from this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Sunset's good for almost half an hour. Purple, gray, then evening's here again. Life is pleasantly suspended on this side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down. Always room for friends in the country. They put their own mattress on the floor. Then they go back to the other side of One Tree Hill. Kersbrook Cottage faded green, lying here among the trees. Soon the hills will be burnt dark brown, fire towers falling down.
Yeah, Kersbrook Cottage. Alan Rhodes on guitar and lead vocals, Miles Ray on bass and tenor vocals, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin and baritone vocals, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, and yours truly, Paul Trenwith, playing the banjo on that one. And we all joined in the hand clapping. Great song. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the people that are tuning in on podcasts all around the world. Thanks very much for choosing Back Porch Bluegrass. You probably listen to lots of shows. There's some great bluegrass shows out there. All good to listen to, all playing this great music. All the people that tune in on radio, access radio stations throughout New Zealand, access radio stations in Canada, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, lots of ways that you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. And you can also just hear it live if you dial up Free FM 89.0 at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night in New Zealand. I'm coming over live then, and then I think it's also played at midnight on Wednesday nights. And if you can sort out the time zone that you're in which part of the world you're in, you'll be able to listen live, or you can get it as a podcast. Great way it can happen these days, isn't it? What are we going to hear? We're going to hear a great song from Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers now. It's from the album For the Record, and it's a song called Ohio. This was written by the one-time guitar player for Bill Monroe's band, Tom Ewing, a great guitar player, good songwriter, and also a superb author of books about Bill Monroe. Here's the song, Ohio.
I've traveled round from state to state to other lands I've been. There's no place in this whole world like the Buckeye State, my friend, where peaceful farmland stretches out as far as the eye can see. From the hills in the south to the lake up north, it's home sweet home to me. Ohio, I'm heading home to you. The road to Columbus will carry me through. The sweetest country in the land, that's where I long to go. Cause there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio. Virginia's wonderful and wild, I know you know. And lots of folks, they'd love to live in sunny Tennessee. But put me in Ohio, boys, that's where I'd rather be. Ohio, I'm heading home to you. The road to Columbus will carry me through. The sweetest country in the land, that's where I'd long to go. Cause there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio. Ohio's where I'd rather be. My wife and children live there, and they mean the world to me. Mom and Dad still live there too, they say they miss me so. And the kindest friends that's ever been all live in Ohio. Ohio, I'm heading home to you. The road to Columbus will carry me through. The sweetest country in the land, that's where I long to go. Cause there's nowhere that can compare with Ohio. For nowhere can compare with Ohio.
Hi, this is Ed Elfrink from Hilliard, Ohio, USA, and you're listening to the world's best bluegrass podcast, Backyard Bluegrass, with your host, Paul Trenwith.
Thanks very much, Ed. Nice to have a program ID from Ohio, USA, to go with the song. Okay, folks, it's time we had a gospel song, and who better for it than the band High Fidelity, Jeremy Stevens, Karina Rose Logston Stevens, Kurt Stevenson, Daniel Armick, and Vicky Vaughan do a great job of a song. I've selected one called He's Passing This Way from the album Hills and Home. High Fidelity.
One time at old Jericho's entrance, a stranger was helpless and blind. They're sitting by the wayside begging help from the good and the kind. And hearing the multitude passing, he asked the disciples, they say, who told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing along that way. Passing along this way today,
passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away. Out on the lone Mount of Olives, our Lord spent the long night in prayer. And coming to Gethsemane's garden, he talked to his followers there. And going a little short distance, knelt down and he earnestly prayed. That prayer was a prayer for all nations while passing along that way. He's passing along this way today. Passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away. Three days after Jesus was buried, secured in Joseph's new tomb, two women were traveling, discussing their sorrow and gloom. And while they yet were talking, a stranger overtook them, they say. That stranger was Jesus of Nazareth, who rose and passed that way. He's passing along this way. Passing along this way, and ever stand ready to save you, take all your burdens away.
Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll take it out with the great Phil Ledbetter, who died recently. This is a tune from Grasstown's album, The Other Side of Town, one called Tobaccoville Road. Thanks very much. Bye. Here it comes.